the guy who couldn't make it?
Jacob Borchard. He got caught in the sleet storm, and he broke his trailer.
Yeah.
We were actually going to make you stand up there and play with the ukulele and say your name was Jacob Borchard.
I don't think I could cut it.
His voice is a lot higher than yours.
Well...
Man, that sounds like no fun for him.
Well, thank you for filling in on such short notice.
I don't know, like, if I look anything like him, like, if I should try to adapt my appearance.
You should tell them who you are, though.
Okay. I don't know how to answer that question. I've been calling myself the Cockleburs, but I don't know if that's going to stay or not. I kind of want to play some instrumental stuff tonight. I don't know if I should open up with that. And that's kind of the tuning that my guitar is in. So I think I'm going to do that.
Thank you.
depends on having a specific brand of pick, which achieves a harmonic effect by wearing down as, like, you bow the strings with it. And I forgot those in the band. Another time, another place. Maybe this place.
Hey, do you want to actually move over there? Because the door's over there and people are afraid to come in.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can stay there if you want to.
It's cool. Rotate 90 degrees. So,
you sure you guys want to sit down?
When I go to like only very recently, and it kind of made me feel funny about it. Like, am I actually subconsciously ripping those guys off? I'm trying to figure out how to be like serious about it. Can you even do that? I don't know. I'm gonna try though. Is there like a bottle of water anywhere? I forgot to bring one.
I can get one from the kitchen.
That would be awesome. I should play some like intermission music. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
So, I should probably plan ahead for that kind of shit. Be more professional. Oh, dear. time limit or anything? Do you have a sense of how much more you can take?
There are three other bands playing, and
we
have to be done by
midnight.
Okay. And it's like...
It's almost
nine.
Are you going to see the show? So, if you're done
by midnight. I'd say play late. Hey, you're Josh.
Okay.
Radio.
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. I started to play this the other night at Buffalo, and I couldn't remember how it goes. But I've since remembered. It's the third part in a song trilogy I wrote. Kind of prog rock style. Vaguely concerning Bigfoot, the Iceman, and the Jolly Green Giant. And this is the third part, which kind of corresponds with Return of the Jedi as well. And I'm dead serious about that shit. My bed. like a happy kitty cat. And in the spring I'll rise again. I am the jolly green giant, with the leaves upon my loins and the bees about my arms. I will write these mossy songs, and I will sing these mossy poems. A couple versions, but the last one I wrote when I was living in New Orleans. sung this in a long time. But I just busted it out the other day. Somewhere around there. Our time to the end, punch is here. Yes, good. in New Orleans, because, like, every hack does that. It's true. But, I don't know. I think there's some redeeming qualities. Questions from the floor?
When you name streets, it makes it seem more personal for the viewer. And especially if someone's from New Orleans, it makes it feel like you're singing it to them.
Perhaps, you're right.
That's just because you named up streets in your
Well, yeah, sure, I'm defending myself, but I really feel like it's true.
I sense some ulterior motives here.
A little.
Right. Unless there's any more questions from the floor, that will conclude.